You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Take the game of golf, fold in frisbees, mix it all up, and you've got disc golf. It's on the rise in Michigan. Don Jensen is here to tell us more. Don's the owner of Sweet Spot Disc Golf in Muskegon. So, Don, this was a new one for me. What is disc golf and how do you play it?
Well, disc golf is the same strategy as ball golf, and you use a disc, which is not a frisbee. It's much smaller and weighted different. And we throw those to our targets, which are called baskets. So the strategy is that of ball golf, but it combines that with the beauty of flying something, which happens to be the disc.
And is the course the same size? Is it a smaller size?
Courses range from, generally they're all par threes, but the trend now is to make larger courses, par fours and par fives. Par threes can range anywhere from a 175-foot hole to a 680-foot hole. It just depends. There's a wide range of courses. Some are really wooded. Some are open. Wind effects play. So there's a range of different courses out there for different abilities.
Do we know who came up with this?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, there's a history of it. The pie tin is one thing. Whammo was the first one to patent it.
Wow.
The frisbee. Disc golf, the way it is now, was probably started in California. In the late 70s, and the target followed, which is the basket. So it started in California, like a lot of things do, and migrated this way. And funny enough, the Midwest has the highest concentration of disc golfers.
Why is that? Why is the Midwest and why is West Michigan such a hotbed for disc golf?
Well, I think, you know, the concentration, the number of people in the Midwest, we have a lot of land, and, you know, you might need 20 acres for a large course. So in the Midwest, there's a lot of woods, a lot of rural area, so it's accustomed to a disc golf course.
Now, how quickly has the sport grown, especially in West Michigan?
We dubbed from essentially Saugatuck up to St. Ignace, the Gulf Coast. And we did that because, I mean, I think there's close to 400 disc golf courses in the state of Michigan, and we have our fair share over here. What we do have over here that a lot of courses don't is we don't quite have the population of Detroit or Lansing or Ann Arbor. So we have phenomenal courses with easy to go to the course and hop right on and start playing.
Who is the typical player?
Anyone can do it. Everybody's ability is different. The more athletic you are, you probably have an easier time with it, but anyone can pick up a disc and throw it. The main demographic, I would say, is 18 to 35.
Now, does the game go faster?
No. It just like putting and ball golf, it's difficult, and the game is about the same pace.
Well, it sounds fun, and certainly now that the weather is getting nice, it's people should think of giving this a try. And if you can say even little kids can come in and play, that means you don't have to worry about being an ace golfer.
No, you don't. And I wish I would have started as a child. Because once you start, you don't have to give it up. And for those of us that are getting a little older, I can't run around on the basketball court any longer, but I can throw a disc. And golf is not all about strength and physical. It's a lot of mental. So there's a lot of strategy involved and makes it easy for almost anyone to play.
Disc golf on the rise in Michigan. And we've been talking with Don Jensen. He's the owner of Sweet Spot Disc Golf in Muskegon. It was great talking with you. Thank you so much for sharing your passion for disc golf with us, Don.
Thank you, Cindy.